This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. 10 people are trapped in a Teller County tourist mine. Another 11 have already been rescued from the Molly Kathleen Gold Mine near Cripple Creek. That's according to Denver 7 and the Teller County Sheriff's Office. It remains unclear if anyone is injured. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin is in Cripple Creek.
The mine itself is right on the highway, right before you descend into the town of Cripple Creek. It's right across from the Heritage Center, and if you've been there, you know that's where they have a lot of the details about mining history of Cripple Creek. There are emergency vehicles. State Patrol is blocking the entrance to the mine. I did see a fire truck, although I'm not sure which agency that fire truck belonged to. So they are on scene and they are working, but I could not see much more than that.
The state has also sent personnel and resources to help. That includes a field manager from the Division of Homeland Security and a mine rescue team from the Department of Natural Resources. The State Emergency Operations Center has also been activated. Governor Polis says he's in contact with local officials. The landlord who owned a set of Aurora apartments caught up in a national controversy over immigration is losing the properties. The owners used the buildings as collateral to secure loans and had failed to make loan payments on about $9 million in debt. Tenants have complained for months about rodents, broken down appliances, and mold. The buildings, Whispering Pines Apartment and part of the Edge at Lowry Complex, gained national attention because of false conspiracy theories involving a Venezuelan gang. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.